Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Although the economy typically tops the list of concerns for Americans, much of the news this week centers on events overseas. Let's take the public pulse with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, President Barack Obama this week sought formal congressional authorization for the use of military force against ISIS. Is ISIS the number one concern for Americans?
It is. We have just finished our February poll, which is on world affairs every year, and we give Americans a list of what's going on overseas and saying, how much do you perceive these to be critical threats to the United States? And at the very top of the list is the Islamic State, ISIS, in Iraq and Syria. That's number one. And it's tied actually with international terrorism, which, are kind of the same thing. They are above any other foreign situation that we ask Americans about, including the one that comes in third, which is nuclear weapons held by or potentially held by Iran.
Does it get more complicated for the public when one considers the use of boots on the ground?
Not so complicated in the sense that we actually have a slight majority of Americans who say yes to that idea. Now, when President Obama asked for his authorization from Congress, he was very clear to say no enduring ground forces would be employed, although he held back the option to send special forces in as needed. However, we just asked the Americans in general about sending ground troops to fight the Islamic State, and we had 53% of Americans who approve, which is a fairly high number, much higher among Republicans and Democrats. But nevertheless, a slight majority of Americans, despite the history, the contentious history of the Iraq War that we have seen over the last decade, a slight majority of Americans say yes to sending ground troops in to fight the Islamic State if needed.
Frank, did Gallup conduct similar polling around American attitudes towards helping out in eastern Ukraine?
Well, we did. We included that in the list of foreign situations and asked Americans, are they a critical threat? And only 44% of Americans on the situation between Russia and Ukraine said that was a critical threat. And again, that contrasts with 84% who see international terrorism and the situation involving the Islamic State as a critical threat. So clearly that's lower on Americans' radar. And perhaps as a result of that, when we ask Americans about the idea that's been talked about sending, quote, vital aid to Ukrainians who are fighting the rebels, and that would be military equipment and so forth, we found only 40% who supported that idea, much less than a majority.
Frank, do Americans weigh in on how they feel others around the world perceive President Obama regarding our role in foreign relations?
Indeed, they do. We ask Americans, do they think leaders around the world respect President Obama? And that's at 37% in our just completed poll. And that's as low as we've seen it. When he first entered the presidency in 2009 and 2010, well over half of Americans said yes, they thought he was respected. But that's been going down recently, and now it's at 37%. His overall approval rating on handling foreign affairs from the American public is very similar at 36%, and that's about 10 points below his overall approval rating. I tell you that, Dave, because it looks like to us here as we analyze the data that Americans are less positive about Barack Obama on how he's handling foreign affairs at this point in history and how they think other leaders around the world see him than they are about other aspects of the Obama presidency.
And principally the economy?
That's right. His rating on the economy is up significantly now, and it was way down to about 33% when we asked it last fall. Now it's up to 43%. So he has seen improvement on handling the economy, but concomitantly he has not seen improvement in the eyes of the American public in terms of how they perceive his handling foreign affairs. And again, this poll was conducted just recently up through Wednesday night of this week, so it's fairly current data.
Frank, Brian Williams' misstatements and his six-month suspension have certainly tarnished his image, at least in the short run, likely that of his NBC network as well. How about media in general?
Can't go much lower. I did an analysis of this to see where Americans stood in terms of their views of the mass media. One of our questions is, how do Americans see the mass media in terms of being able to report the news fairly, accurately, and fully? And these data were, of course, collected before the recent situation involving Brian Williams. And that's at 40% trust in the media. And that's as low as we have seen it in our history of asking that question. We also ask a very specific question. How much confidence do you have in television news? 18%. That's almost dead last on our list of confidence in institutions, only above Congress. Isn't that interesting? So it's hard to imagine that Americans' trust in television news and the mass media could go much lower as a result of what we've seen with Brian Williams, but we'll have to wait and see.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.